Yes, Anglo-Saxon culture is, I mean, I feel like at the time when I was involved with Redwire and Crazy Making, like it was really important to me to be in this very focused Native youth arts project, and that gave me a lot of insight. And but moving on, you know, in my adult life, Inquis is like very much about including all aspects of the community in a project. So, and one of the issues that came up, you know, quite regularly with Redwire's work was that it was very dependent on government funding. And it was such a blessing that we were government funded for so many years through this really unique project where there was a pot of money given to a board of Native youth, a Native youth council, and they would decide what projects they wanted to fund. And so through that funding stream, we had the magazine published for many, many years. But, you know, eventually, as with all government funding, it shifts and changes. And I also find that the majority of government funding does not want to fund like any sort of core needs of any organization. They want to more, they're more drawn to like fund this flashy project there and that flashy project there. So the core function of your organization is like constantly being eroded. So Inquis Arts and Culture is like, it's me trying to figure out a social enterprise model where it functions more as a business during the summer. We have like a very busy summer season here. So for about 3 or 4 months, our complete area is totally under siege with visitors from all over the world. And then we have a very quiet winter season where, you know, the population shrinks down to a few thousand people, and a lot of even workers in the community are seasonal. They're young people. They'll go down to Mexico for the winter or whatever. So it's a very small, small community of core people that live here year round. And so the project is meant to be a business in the summer. And then when during the off season, it's kind of like an open gallery space that can function in a variety of different ways. It's more of a community space that can be used for a variety of different projects. And this is our first year being open. So we had a gallery running during the summer with some arts workshops open to tourists and a little bit of cultural tourism with tours and canoe tours and things like that. And then we've been just transitioning into our fall season where it's been, we had some local Cloquet women they had a fundraiser for a week, trying to fundraise for different Cloquet language programs where they had workshop. And then we had a group in, we have a big oyster festival the community has every year where they harvest all these oysters, and then they have this huge ocean themed masquerade party, and they do all these awesome decorations. And so all the group of people that were doing the decorations came into our space, and they just like made a big crazy mess and masks and all these wonderful things for about a week. And then we have an oil painting workshop coming up. So the idea is to have the space be open to all different parts of our community, in the hopes that, you know, relationships will be built between the different communities. Because even though, you know, our area is like pretty progressive, you know, there's a lot of like environmentally focused people here, and you know, people that enjoy nature and enjoy hiking, and you know, people that are into healthy lifestyles and whatnot, but there's a lot of segregation that still exists in the community. And there's not a lot of mixing that happens between the people living on reserve and the people living in town. And I really feel that as a community, in order to move forward, you know, in a respectful way, that people need the opportunity to build relationships with each other. And just as Redwire created space, I really felt like our community needed space, like physical space that felt comfortable and welcoming both to the Native community and the non-Native community. And I've started to kind of see that happen, which has been really exciting, as seeing some, you know, events where, you know, people are rubbing elbows with people maybe they don't see all the time or get a chance to talk to all the time. And just by inviting all sorts of different groups in the community to come in and do projects in the space, it kind of brings in a different energy every single time. So it's been fun. It's a pretty interesting project and a social experiment. And I've been, you know, learning a lot from it. And Inquis means beach fire. Inquis means beach fire, and it's in reference to, you know, when our people used to have big potlatches, we would light fires out on the beach, and people that were passing by, like in canoes or whatever, would see those big fires being lit on the beach, and they would know that something was happening and that they were welcome to come in and be a part of it. I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I think I know kind of what Tanya's talking about, but I feel like people like toss out colonialism and decolonizing so much. Like, I don't know if the words have like lost meaning for me or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. It seems like a very linear thing. It's like either one or the other, and one's the past and one's the future. And like, you're, I don't know. Maybe I'm just kind of getting way too out there.